Hey there, agility friend. If you've listened to a few of my podcast episodes, you know that I'm a huge fan of something called growth mindset. You can have access to the best instruction in the world, and you can have the best dog in the world, and the best skills in the world, but if you don't have a solid mindset and approach to the challenges that sport and life are going to toss your way, you're not going to be able to really make the most of all of those bests that you have, you know, best instruction, best dog, best skills, all that stuff. I'm so passionate about the importance of our mindset when it comes to dog agility and really everything in life that I've written an ebook about growth versus fixed mindset, what the hallmarks of those two mindsets are, and how one can really propel you along your agility journey and one may really be holding you back, maybe without you even being aware of it. That ebook is not for sale anywhere, but it is available for free to subscribers of my email list. So if you're curious about what a growth mindset is, what a fixed mindset is, and how to ensure that you've got the right mindset for making the most of your dog agility training and handling journey, head to podcast.theagilitychallenge.com and scroll down till you see the link to subscribe to my email list and get that ebook. It's totally free and it's a game changer. Check it out today at podcast.theagilitychallenge.com. Hey there, I'm back with your latest agility challenge tip. This time it's agility challenge tip number 10, honor the hard skills. Now, I've been talking about hard skills and soft skills, and if you don't remember what I mean by those, then check out the previous agility challenge tips where I talked specifically about what a hard skill is, as defined in Daniel Coyle's book, The Little Book of Talent, and what a soft skill is. And up until now, I've been talking about hard skills and soft skills as though they're entirely separate. But in reality, most talents or skills are not exclusively one or the other. There are typically some combination of the two. So you have to have the hard skill of good front cross footwork and the soft skill of knowing when to start that footwork in relationship to your dog on course to successfully execute a nice front cross, for example. However, in his Little Book of Talent, author Daniel Coyle suggests that if in doubt, if you're not sure what to prioritize on a given day or in a given training session, prioritize the hard skills, because in the long run, hard skills are more important to developing your talent than the soft skills. And so what that means is it's more important to have good mechanical skills when it comes to, let's say, footwork for a front cross, than it is to know when to employ those good mechanical skills for the footwork for a front cross. And Daniel Coyle gave some examples. Many top performers, whether we're talking about dog agility or baseball or football or music or writing, many top performers place great importance on practicing the same skills they practiced as beginners. This is a big one, especially in our sport, dog agility and dog training in particular. Here are some examples that are straight out of the Little Book of Talent, but I guarantee you that you can think of some dog agility specific examples once you hear these. So, for example, cellist Yo-Yo Ma spends the first minutes of every practice playing single notes on his cello, like a beginner would. NFL quarterback Peyton Manning, or insert NFL quarterback of the day, it doesn't really matter. At the time this book was written, the Little Book of Talent, it was Peyton Manning. Today, it could be Patrick Mahomes. But those NFL quarterbacks at the top, I guarantee you, are all doing the same thing that Peyton Manning did, which was to spend the first segment of every practice doing basic footwork drills, the kind that kids are taught. These top performers, and I'm one of them. I mean, I'm not going to like be big and say I'm a top performer, but I've been around for a while and I'm pretty good. And I guarantee you that rather than saying I'm the most talented handler in this country, I'm not, but rather than like getting all fluffed up on my experience and how long I've been around, I'm not going to say I'm one of the most talented people in the world. I don't need to be doing the simple stuff. Shouldn't I be doing something more challenging? Instead, I'm going to do what cellist Yo-Yo Ma does, what the top NFL quarterbacks do, and what any top performer does, which is to stick to the task of honing and maintaining the hard skills, the foundation skills, because those foundation skills are called foundation skills for a reason. They form the foundation of everything else, and you've constantly got to be addressing foundation, mechanical skills or they're going to get weak. And you have to find ways to constantly be folding in foundation skill training to even more and more and more advanced training. You never leave it behind. You just find really clever ways to continually fold that into your daily, weekly, monthly training. It's so true in dog training and dog agility. As I've said many times before, you should never have to go back to foundation training because you should never have gotten that far away from your foundation training in the first place. Foundation skills, like I said, are called foundation skills because they're the root, the basis, the foundation for everything else. And if you neglect them, if you stop rewarding your weave entries, if you stop rewarding your dog's contacts, if you stop rewarding your dog's sit-stay, if you stop rewarding your table, if you stop rewarding your dog for keeping the bars up or jumping nice, those skills will weaken. And everything else will weaken as well. And that's just, I'm just talking about the dog. If you stop paying attention to your footwork, if you stop paying attention to how early you are for a blind cross, if you stop paying attention to when you give the cue for the next obstacle based on your dog's commitment to the previous obstacle, that's going to get sloppy and it's going to weaken. So if you have no time for anything else in your training, make sure you're addressing the foundations of training, the fundamentals, because strengthening the fundamentals strengthens everything else as well. It's the biggest bang for your buck. And I'm talking about those hard skills primarily. And now, ideally, what you're going to do is figure out ways, like I said, to fold in making sure that you're attending to reinforcing and paying attention to those foundation skills in a training session while you're working on more advanced stuff. So let's say that you want to work on a more advanced handling sequence to challenge yourself and your dog. Well, you're still going to take the time to reward your dog's stay at the start line. You're still going to take the time to make sure you're paying attention to the timing of your cues. You're still going to take the time to make sure that you're paying attention to your dog's weave entries and contacts, even in the context of that particular sequence for that particular training session on that particular day while you're trying to challenge yourself further with your handling skills. Here's a great analogy that Dan Coyle, author of Little Book of Talent, recommends. And I think it's a great one. Picture your talent as a big oak tree. It's a massive, magical tree, maybe like that big huge tree in that movie Avatar. Do you remember that? It's a massive, gigantic tree with a thick trunk, and that trunk is the hard skills. And then the towering canopy with all those beautiful leaves, those are all flexible. They can blow in the wind. There's a little bit of give and take. Those are all the soft skills. You always want to attend to the trunk of your tree. Build the trunk and then work on the branches, because building on the trunk does help you with working on all of those branches. So again, if you have time for nothing else in your training, make sure that you are addressing the foundations of training, the fundamentals, because strengthening those fundamentals strengthens everything else. That's it for agility challenge tip number 10. Check out the previous agility challenge tips if this is the first time that you're tuning in, and stay tuned for next week's agility challenge tip number 11. Thanks for joining me on the Agility Challenge podcast with Daisy Peel. If you'd like to take your agility training, handling, and mental game to the next level, check out that ebook that I mentioned at the top of the episode. You can get it for free at podcast.theagilitychallenge.com. It's not for sale anywhere, and it's only available to subscribers of my email list. Getting on board with the right mindset when it comes to your dog agility handling and training challenges is a game changer, so make sure you check it out.